This week we're talking with Kristen Saad, who comes from Chicago. She's going to tell us what it takes to balance a family life and training and racing. Hey Spartans, this is Kevin Gelati, and welcome to the Spartan Athlete. Kristen is an interesting case because she's a very, very strong athlete and a mom, but she's found a good balance where she doesn't get too serious about the racing, but when she comes to perform, she performs. But unlike most of the other athletes you see out there, the top women, she's not solely focused on just this avenue of racing. How do you pull that balance off?
I mean, it's hard sometimes because I'm a really competitive person, and there's a piece of me that when I come out here, I know I want to do well, but at the end of the day, I just don't have the time, or do I want to have only my life based around this? So it's just finding that balance and being okay with being in that top group, but maybe knowing that I'm not going to be on the podium every race or winning the race. And I just kind of come to peace with that. I've raced for a lot of years, and at this point, I get a lot of satisfaction of still being able to get out there and all the friendships and just leaving it all out there and what I have and being okay with that.
Yeah, you've proven to be a pretty formidable athlete and one that a lot of people don't see coming, because you don't come to a lot of races, but when you come, you generally make a pretty strong statement. Talk to me a little bit about, does it make you nervous when you see a lot of your competition post and I'm training this, I'm training that, I'm training this, I'm racing that, and you're not, at least right. We don't see that you're doing that, and then you show up and still do great. So you're balancing it, but does it cause you a bit of anxiety to see what's going on and you're not actually...
I mean, you can get caught up in that so quickly, and there's moments I just have to turn off Instagram or give myself a reality check. I don't have a mountain in my backyard. I live in Chicago. It's the reality, and I just have to focus on the key workouts that make me perform well, and they're not what majority of people are doing. They're flat, they're tempos, and I get to work out once a day, if that. Like this week I had a sick kid, I missed 2 days. And I just kind of go with the flow a bit more. It's easy though to watch what other people are doing and get that just, oh my gosh, like I didn't do that, and how is that going to affect me? But
you have a pretty strong collegiate background running,
I do.
Don't you?
So I was a Division I runner. I did distance for Miami University of Ohio. And then after that I found triathlon. So okay. I've always been doing something with an endurance course, piece.
But you mentioned that you may be doing pieces that only you're capable of doing because of your schedule, but they work for you, but they may not be what the other person does. Can you give me one of those? Like one example of something that somebody could do that may not be that common, but you found success with?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, fitness is fitness, and you've got to have that really good aerobic engine. And so if I don't have a mountain to go to, the hill sprints or all of that, like I found two things. I've got to have a really good fitness base. So instead of doing a bunch of junk miles, like I'm doing a lot of my 15, 16 mile runs. They're not out for like a walk in the park. They are like at a very hard pace, 80% plus. I'm trying to sort of emulate what I'm going to feel when I'm climbing up a mountain, that sort of heart rate and the breathing that's uncomfortable, because that's kind of what it's about. Like when you're out there, just being able to handle that, you feel so vulnerable and so uncomfortable that you can keep going. And then a lot more probably leg lifting in the off season than most of the girls do, just because I don't have the mountain.
Yeah.
So you got to gain that somewhere else.
You're using what you have access to.
Using what I have, yeah. And
awesome.
Again, like you know, you can do it anywhere. You can be fit as fit, and it doesn't matter what course is out there. If you're fit, you just got to own that.
Awesome. Hey, well, I appreciate
you
coming by.
Thanks for listening to the Spartan Athlete, the Friday edition of the Spartan Up podcast. Be sure to tune in next Friday where I talk to more athletes. We talk about racing, strategies, preparation, and getting you ready for a Spartan race. So get involved, subscribe, leave a comment, list on your favorite platform, and we'll see you next Friday.